VHS, or viral hemorrhagic septicemia, hasn't been discovered yet in Lake Superior, but the National Park Service and Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are taking no chances. Apostle Islands National Lakeshore's Myra Foster says they're making a plan to protect park and tribal fisheries.
It is still being developed, and a group of scientists and Park Service representatives and tribal representatives met in Chicago earlier this month to start to look at developing a plan, and the draft was developed. It talked a lot about education and how to get the word out, and it also talked about the different vectors or the different ways that the virus could be spread.
Foster says they're working with other agencies to spread awareness. She hopes their efforts will help people recognize the virus.
Fish that has hemorrhaging signs, which are, they look kind of like red spidery lines on the fish. Bulging eyes could also be a sign. Now, either one of those signs could be something else. And so if folks see those, what we're going to do is we're going to have to take that fish and have it tested.
Foster encourages anyone who may have come across VHS to contact the National Park Service or Department of Natural Resources. She says cooperation is key to keeping the virus under control and out of the lake. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.